Okay, welcome ladies and gentlemen to another Pit Wave. This is the Royal Rumble review. We have Tully and special guest LeBlond.
Fucking big boss man to you, please.
Big boss man to you. The guy we've mentioned all the time, Joe LeBlond.
Yeah, he's finally here. He's got a lot worse to say. Just continue, please, Penman.
Okay, well, we've just finished watching the Royal Rumble, literally just there last. And we don't really have much to say about the last match there, but we'll get there about it. Actually, but we'll start off from the beginning, and then we'll lead up to what obviously we saw, which was a horrific accident. I don't know what the fuck happened there at the end, but let's go away. The first match, what was it again? I don't even remember what the fucking first match was.
Tully, you're the boy.
Tully, what was the first match again?
Tully, go off your phone.
I know. Jesus Christ, man. Tully!
At the pit wave.
At the pit wave. No, what was the first match again?
What was the first match?
I try to remember. No, New Age Outlaws and the Ascension. I remember.
Against Legion of Doom.
The Legion of Doom. And what was the other team?
Ascension.
Yeah. It was an okay match.
Billy Gunn, the road doggy dog, should have won. That's all I'm saying, eh?
Yeah. You lost, you enjoyed it, didn't you?
Did you like seeing Billy Gunn again?
Of course.
All-time favourite wrestler, isn't he?
All about the ass, man, you know what I mean?
Love the ass, don't you?
Oh, speaking of.
Oh, funny enough, there's a wee replay.
We're watching it from the beginning again.
Let's just stick on again.
Yeah, they're just going to watch this horror again.
Well, we'll just watch the whole show again.
I don't follow wrestling anymore. I'm watching a wee bit of fucking the ass man and the road doggy dogs. It's been just fine.
What about X-Pac? Is he missing?
X-Pac is dead to me. X-Pac is dead to me.
Let the fucking McMahon.
Let the McMahon. I thought she actually dead.
No, she's still alive. Still alive.
She's
still there. She's still there. Just.
Dead with Eddie Guerrero.
In Heaven's Wet Things.
Joe, you're making it as bad as Owen Hart's corpse, man. Jesus.
Owen Hart's dead.
Conspiracy. I thought it was Owen Simpson's dead.
Oh, shit. I root.
No, it's haircut.
Oh, that's okay. I don't know, I'll sign up to this.
It's cheaper than WWE Network.
What is this? Who else is to this?
Right, anyway, this match was, anyway, it was okay. It wasn't that great.
It was what it needed to be, it was just the Ascension coming in.
Because the Ascension we're talking about.
Ascension.
who were they called? Ascension.
Ascension.
Yeah, Ascension.
They looked like two boys off the street to me.
Bad guys.
Wait, do you know many guys that come off the street looking for hockey?
They gave them a couple of stupid outfits. Look like jabronis to me, but. I don't know, I didn't watch it anymore, so maybe they're cool, I don't care.
Billy Gunn still looks cool though.
I know, no, don't get me wrong, Billy Gunn and Road Doggy Dog look awesome.
Are you not mates with Jack Jester?
Oh well, partly aye. I won't call your mind, Jack Jester.
Jester
listens to his podcast.
Does he? Right, Jack.
Oh dear.
Aye, anyway, fucking. Billy Gunn and Road Doggy Dog, don't get me wrong, fucking quality guys, but those two jabronis they were fighting, who the fuck are they?
Wrestling.
You know, I can't what I mean, eh?
We said this, eh?
Stop in an accent, man, you get a kick yours.
Take a hike, you know what I mean?
Take a hike. Hashtag take a hike.
Who are they? I think it's disrespectful to the bros.
No, they've just came up, they've literally the just
Legion
came
of,
up.
The Legion of Doom are half dead.
Well, yeah, because there's only one of them left.
That's why I said half dead.
That's my point.
And you got these two young boys dressing up as them.
They've got Illuminati.
I just don't like that.
Okay, fair enough. So, in the match itself, what you remember, was it okay?
I can't remember it.
Okay, we'll take that as I don't remember.
Oh, wait, Road Doggy Dog and Billy Gunn didn't win, did they?
No.
Shite match.
Shite match. Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Oh, wait until the grass is up.
What was the next one?
Trevor's got a memory with Sid, doesn't he?
Can you review the whole show? Was it no?
Was it Paige and Natalia?
No, it was fucking the tag team.
Oh, sorry, man.
Pemmons. The host of the.
Look, just because you can bring your cats and dogs over, honestly.
Pemmons, just because your niece didn't get in the door.
Man, she's going through heart surgery really bad. How bad do you feel? That's horrible.
I guess if it wasn't quite happen.
Oh, I can't do this.
That's horrible. She might die tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus.
That's horrible, Tully.
So this podcast is out.
Nah, she's not. But anyway.
Rest in peace, Ella.
Hope my family doesn't listen to this. Hope Barney dies, man. Honestly. Fucking plays with his chew toy all the time.
Because he's a dog! What the fuck?
Oh, he gets the fuck.
Oh my lord,
Drew, you want to go host this podcast?
I have to go away.
But anyway.
Hey, just go away.
Tag team match.
Kid Rock turns in.
Right. What's our viewers' thoughts about Scott Hall returning?
Please, at the Pitwave and at Police Scotland.
No, you'd be personal shit out of that, Kevin, eh?
You're right, at Tayside.
Because any sightings of Scott Hall should be forwarded to Police Scotland.
Kid Rock, Kid Rock at fan.org.
Vulnerable Mrs. Pissing.
Oh my god.
You were wearing a signed Scott Hall webcam, the one used for the Kid Rock videos. So the next match was what, Kevin?
It was the tag team title match, Usos versus.
And what did you think of it?
Oh,
that was okay. That was it.
First get that grip, you two.
2.5.
Out of what?
Out of 5.
You guys are jabronis.
Out of 6?
No, get that. Honestly, take a hike. What the fuck?
He did like Damien, man. He was doing his thing.
What's wrong with you?
Mid down, it was cool.
It's the worst game I've ever seen in my life.
You hated it straight away. Crowd loved it though.
He copies what he does as a stunt double.
Yeah, he's from Hollywood. He's maybe a stunt double.
You're healing yourself here. That's the worst
game. You're yourself.
Yes, that's the worst game I've ever heard in my life. He copies him. I see him sitting on the deck and he sat next to him and copied his hand gestures. What is that?
You're right.
Yes! Shite gimmick. Moving on.
Anyway.
Divas. Oh, wait, we're not at the Divas yet, are we?
No, well, it's Divas now. Yeah.
No, there's another one.
Divas.
There was Divas.
Oh, Divas.
There's only 5 matches tonight.
4. 5.
No, there's 5. Oh, you can't fucking count, can you?
Pens are stable.
I'm not getting involved in your counting skills.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, Paige, Natalia versus the Bellas, which was only good for Paige's spreading her legs, really. That was the only good part.
Well, I challenge that comment.
Okay, Natalia's spreading her legs.
I'll adjust to those.
Or, wait, what's the news? Trevor McDonald. Fucking genius. It's yourself. But no, yeah, it was what you expected of a Divas match, really. It was just a piss break, really, for everybody before the big. The big.
Sexist. No, they're doing sexist, challenge.
It just wasn't good enough. Because what we've seen in NXT with the other Divas, they've been a lot better, haven't you, Tony? Sasha Banks and Charlotte.
Oh, I feel sick as fuck, yeah.
Oh, God, he's got to get him. Who's. But we'll just skip to the main title match.
No, I'll keep going.
Okay. What else?
Two minute break.
You didn't just snap.
Two minute break.
No breaks are doing the pit wave.
You can continue.
Okay. You looks a bit like Matt Dallas, didn't
he? I guess that's Joe LeBlanc, really, for the rest of the whole
podcast. All right, be 2 minutes, so I'll be back.
I'll be back.
Walking ginger snap.
let's go into the title match, the triple threat between Rollins, Brock Lesnar.
Fucking amazing match.
Oh, it was a great match. It was absolutely brilliant. Match of the year so far. It's only January.
It's WWE match.
Oh, a bunch of jabronis though, are they?
I loved the match. Lesnar like kept staying in the ring, just beating them two of them at a time. And they kept throwing them both out at a time. It was awesome. Like.
He did double suplex to Jamie Noble and Joey Mercury. That was cool.
German suplex.
Good spot. No, it was suplex. It was just
German suplex.
Was it German suplex?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he just grabbed both of them. To be fair, they're tiny guys. They really easily get picked up. Well, a good spot.
I thought Rollins stole the show, I think.
Well, definitely did. Rollins played really good. Like, obviously, when he jumped on the announce table as well, that was great spot from him. And then, obviously, I called him when he did his corkscrew moonsault. Fucking.
Cena was good as well. Cena carried himself very well during the match. Cena was brilliant.
Cena did well, yeah.
Like, I think Cena always delivers in the big matches, to be honest with you. Don't care what anyone says.
Usually,
I think the character's steel, but I think he's a solid worker.
Yeah. A lot of people always say, never
delivers. So, Ross and the Cops, that means solid as fuck.
What are we talking about?
John Cena's captain.
Oh, joke.
Joker.
You might as well. Stinger tape.
Stinger tape.
Joke. Honestly, what a fucking ridiculous character that is anyway.
What was your favourite bit about the match, Joe LeBlond?
My favourite part was the end sequence.
I thought the ending was good.
Going for the
the briefcase with Rollins and Brock, like that had a good ending to it. Like it, you didn't know he was gonna win, even like when like that close free count with Cena as well. Like we're all thinking, oh, could have been over.
I don't know, like the stretcher spot with Lesnar, it's got a broken rib and shit.
Anything else actually to add to that match?
There's loads of stuff happened in that match.
I guess everybody did think Heyman was going to turn.
Cena hit three FUs on him as well.
Oh yeah, he did, really, straight after each other, wasn't it? Is that when the freak out happened as well, actually?
Oh, Cena didn't win.
No, the close freak out.
What? No, that was the Rollins.
That was a Rollins, alright.
We'll see the match again in 2 minutes.
Just a stall. But yeah, I'd give it. What would you give it? A 5, both of you, Joe. Now, would you give it? 5.
4.25 stars.
0.5 out of 5.
Okay, Tully.
4.25 stars.
I give it 4 out of 5. I think it was a good match.
I just think it lacked a bit of fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin, a bit of character.
Best of the
match. Steve Wise, Backstreet Boys.
I wouldn't mind a wee bit of fucking
Backstreet Boys.
It was the best of the match I've seen since
last week.
The Usos versus Harper and Rowan.
Usos are a bunch of jabronis themselves. What the fuck's wrong with you?
There's Samoan, is that a connection?
If we're not doing NXT stuff, like.
I feel like I've got myself involved with a racist channel here because.
Please stop.
I'm constantly hearing people.
You didn't lose your job over this show. Why did you lose your job after a poster? You're in the police saying something like, how'd you lose your job, man? A poster has to be in your podcast.
I liked the match, but they were Samoan, so I lost a star there.
That's not politically correct, Officer Ross.
That's what I'm saying, you know what I mean?
Look at this guy's man, eh? Harley Demolition, is it?
I was American as well, get over it. You
know what I mean? I've got a better body than
Harley fucking Danny B7, are you cunt?
I've got a better body than him. Do I hit the gym for about 2 days?
I think that's Taker on the left, really.
Stick a bit of face paint on.
Immortals, man.
Oh, here we go. This is a stupid game.
Game Immortals. Let's talk about that.
Why are you just watching the show on repeat for the rest of your life?
Aye. Why are we not recording during Royal Rumble, by the way?
What?
Because we couldn't build up a 3-hour podcast.
How could you not?
You idiot.
You could do Fight Companions, man. Anyway, that's what your organ does for
you. Let's go on with the main match.
What, the main event? What, the fucking...
Can you please explain the fucking Julia Bond just won £30 from the world, well, £20.
Okay, Joe won the bet that we do every time.
Joe, speak at the microphone, man. No one near you.
Yeah, so fucking 2 years in a row, that's fucking £20 for me. Nay bother. I've got 2 wrestling fans here. Don't have a clue what...
How much coke you bought tonight, man?
Clearly don't have a clue what they're doing because they're a bunch of jabronis. And that'll be £20 to me. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Good night.
I think Joe liked to say thanks to all the pit waivers.
That's the resident big boss man.
What about Illuminati?
Wait, what about
Big Boss Ghost?
Chicken cross rings.
No, that's too far. I challenged that.
She?
Well, is she here?
No, they might be behind that couch.
Nah, he's dead to me.
No, where's my phone now?
Wait, what about the Big Show's dad?
Oh, controversial.
Move on to the main event.
Anyway, main event.
You gave it 5 stars. You said it's the best match you've seen since.
You'd be lucky to get -5 stars this Rumble match.
That's just 2.
No.
1?
No. Lucky to get 0.5 in the moment.
Yeah, I won $20.
I'm pretty pissed by that.
5 stars. The funniest part of the match when you were like, imagine limited buying here, then just
doing it. And I did it, yeah. I did that as a joke.
Then you're like, you started crying and shit. What's he doing, man?
I know. You did cry a lot, man. That's
I know. I did, man. I'm not gonna lie.
But the Billy Ray,
that was cool. That was cool. Like the Bubba Ray Dudley coming back. He got a good pop, obviously, because it's a Philly crowd. ECW.
No, Devon.
Devon.
I didn't think there'd be Devon when.
Is Devon dead?
When, well,
no, he's alive.
Almost. That's a bit racist, though, Joe.
I know. Stop bringing up your racism here.
Well,
but
I challenged W.
The Sting.
No, Sting. Sting did.
Sting's back.
Where's my telephone?
Your telephone. Oh God. But no. What else happened? The other returns. Obviously, DDP. That was good.
Cool, man.
Was there another one actually?
I don't know. I just know one.
Who you, man?
Boogeyman, which Joe thought was
the best
amazing.
Of all time,
Joe thought Boogeyman was unbelievable.
Boogeyman, who the fuck is he anyway?
Joe, speaking to the mic, tell
him. Hi, who the fuck is Boogeyman by the... Answer on a fucking postcard, please. Anyone actually know who he is?
Joe, say your address.
Does anyone actually know who Boogeyman is? Because he was a joke.
That's all I've got to say.
He's no happy about
you that. You were totally marking the fuck out with him when he came on.
I know. You were totally loving him, really.
Well, it's because he's a bit different, eh?
Yeah, that's fair enough.
No, I mean, if someone comes out, keep her on the fucking niche, you think, who the fuck's he? And then he comes out the Boogeyman, and he was like, oh my god, you know, who is he?
What about Adam Rose? Did you like him?
Who the hell is
NWO?
Who's Adam Rose?
NWO.
NWO.
Adam Bomb, the great guitarist. Like.
What about Adam Bomb, the wrestler? Remember him?
No. Adam Bomb, the fucking.
Remember Adam Bomb?
Adam Bomb played
Brian Clark.
Adam Bomb played Fatties.
Brian Clark.
What were you on about?
Adam Bomb.
Go Google Brian Clark.
Who's Adam Bomb?
Adam Bomb played Fatties.
Wrestler, man.
It's Fatties.
Who knows Fatties?
Tell these people who Fatties are, though. They don't know.
Adam Bomb played Fatties. He's like,
who gives a fuck about
Dundee
Adam Bomb?
Dundee Fat Sam.
No, he's a mess. Like, Denny Setcher, like, he's a mess.
I don't know what a mess is. Good mess of Dixon.
Nah. He is a mess of chic.
He's like a...
So, Ben, back to the match.
Yeah, back to the match. First, well, the crowd was pretty dead for the first two. It came, obviously, it was Miz and R-Truth. It wasn't great.
What are you fucking thinking? Jobber cunts?
It's jobber cunts.
Who
yeah,
they, man?
Obviously... When Bubba Ray came out, everybody loved it. It was
brilliant. Even Joe liked that, eh?
He should have won.
Bray Wyatt came out.
Yeah, she mean that, though, eh? Adam Bomb. Adam Bomb.
He tried text Joe.
Like what?
Joe's sending SWAT.
That's all the lawyer, mate.
I think Joe's sending the SWAT team.
I came on my phone and said, so this is a tragedy.
I see. Well,
we'll find out in a minute. Oh my god.
Fucking nuns.
But yeah, obviously, it was a. Well, let's just get right to the shit, really.
Is he discussing the match? Stop this fucking dancing about, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Daniel Bryan getting eliminated too early.
No, but like, the Wyatt family coming out, going back together, then, like, Bray Wyatt was getting told the match for what, about 10 minutes in total?
Well, Bray Wyatt had longer.
Didn't say that, I said he was in control for 10
minutes. Oh yeah, he was in control for 10 minutes.
Because Rowan took out Axel.
Yeah. And then they all started fighting each other, and then Bray took out both of them, and then Bray
took out... There wasn't very many memorable spots until the match, even Kofi Kingston this year was just the standard...
Yeah, it was a bit of a...
I actually thought it would happen, that was pretty shit. And I thought... I hate Kofi Kingston. What sense does that make, by the way?
Black person, Jesus, Joe.
I'm just saying it.
How did that make any sense? Because they're feuding against each other.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Is Kofi going to the dark side? No pun intended.
I challenge that.
We
comment.
Do not condone racism at the pit wave.
I didn't mean that. I meant it's because Adam Rose is a
Jedi. Samoan dreadlocks.
Here comes Chris Jericho.
That's Miz. But no, it was. It just seemed to be all over the place, the Rumble this year. You didn't really know what was going on.
It wasn't very well structured or booked at all. Especially the end sequence is a total disgrace, man.
Oh yeah.
It was so half-arsed, like the Big Show throwing it like Ambrose.
Big Show and Kane. So,
and you said they threw Wyatt in that as well. I missed that for some reason.
Yeah, they did Wyatt as well. And then Rusev, sneakily, at the end, but it wasn't even a cool sneak. It wasn't like, oh, he's attacked him, or Rusev might win.
It was just the whole structure of the match, like it should have been, the final four should have been, well, Ambrose, I don't know, obviously Reigns.
Well, final four should have been Reigns, Brian, and then I would have said maybe Big Show, whatever, who cares? And then I don't know, another return to superstar like Sheamus if he came back or Orton, but maybe Ziggler I would say the last four, but it just wasn't good enough. It was just a pile of shite.
Well, it's like this is like 2015, 15 years ago. That's when the Rock won. That's like something like fucking Harley Race, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and like fucking Junkyard Dog was the last three guys with Rock, and it's exactly the same sort of thing. It just makes no sense at all.
Nah, I didn't.
It's so surprising to see Baggo earlier though. I was actually laughing because it was so funny.
Nah, it's because I said it.
No, because you were like, imagine it happens. And I was like, and it didn't even happen there. I was like, what?
It happened.
What's your thoughts on DB's early entrance? Daniel Bryan's
elimination.
Elimination,
what do you think?
Get a haircut?
Daniel Bryan,
he's a fucking mess. Why do you even like him? Look at the neck of him, look at his hair, look at his beard.
Look at the
farm. His wife.
Oh, his wife's a man. It's just a joke. The whole. Oh, I just don't get why wrestling fans even enjoy watching him, because he's a disaster.
Good wrestler.
Do not like him.
Good wrestler.
Well, yeah, he might be, but I might be a good wrestler.
For
all
you
know.
Lee.
Listen,
Drew Galloway.
All right, Drew Galloway's a silly.
Who do you think's the best wrestler?
No, he sports Rangers.
Actually, I meant wrestling.
I sport Rangers, Pim. Doesn't mean I'm a best wrestler.
Fernando Rickson.
Controversial.
It's sick, Pimmin.
Aye, I know he's got a disease.
Shit.
Listen, I'm just saying, Daniel Bryan's a silly cunt. I don't like him. He's got rank hair, a rank beard, a rank wife.
So you're happy he got eliminated earlier?
Do you prefer,
I didn't even notice him.
Do you prefer CM Punk?
Oh, I forgot who he even is.
Pepsi Plunge.
Aye,
Phil Brooks.
Phil
Brooks. Who on earth is Phil Brooks, by the way?
That's Punk.
Well, that just tells you all, does it? Absolutely nobody. Shite tattoos, shite fucking mindset.
Is that true then? It's CM Punk's first UFC fight is going to be against you.
Oh my lord. I would absolutely destroy him, by the way. Rip his fucking head off.
What would your walkout song? Get your Punk. Would you have Pim as your head coach? would you have Hetfield?
Try and get Hetfield.
Blackie Hetfield and Nick Sayers.
I'd probably take Pevin as a close second. Come on, after Hetfield.
Well, Jack Daniel Eastwood.
I don't know what I'd walk out to. Back in, but fucking
Punk is
a jabroni bastard that I'd kill him. All I got to say.
Is that a challenge to Phil Brooks on Twitter?
Absolutely. Hashtag whatever you're called, CM.
Well, what about Colt Cabana?
Who's he? Who's he from?
Do you know?
You ever heard of that
Arnold
Wrestling?
That fat boy from Glasgow. ICW
sucks. I love him being on this.
This is not a true appeal. I don't care.
It's a pit wave, we're doing it. You're waving off.
See, when you go to Dundee show next month, we'll get fucking taken.
Who's that, Joe Ross?
Ginger snaps in a body bag, la la la.
It's probably giving me a fucking better job than I've got now, to be honest.
See, when you attend. What's the phone keeps going there? So, Pim, back to the match.
Yeah, back to the match. Let's talk about now when it got really fucking bad.
When Rusev came in.
Well, actually, if you noticed, the crowd.
Where's the crowd?
The crowd. It's from Bulgaria, technically.
Russian, is he?
No, it's not Russian, it's Bulgarian. But the whole crowd, as soon as Brian left, booed. The rest of the match, it was boo.
I think anyone before the match thought it would have been Brian and Reigns, like top two.
Yeah. And then,
you know what he's like? We always hear we're going to WrestleMania and stuff, but
constantly,
like, it disappoints, like, these kind of main events.
I know.
It's all about the experience and shit, isn't it?
Constantly.
I mean, you have to admit, WrestleMania would be good to go to.
Remember last year,
Batista won as well.
No, but absolutely, but is it not.
Batista like, didn't get that
a
bad
wee bit worried
last year.
Oh, is it not a little bit worried that consistently fucking.
It's all shit.
Like, it's a good night because we have a lot of drinks.
Let's go ICW instead.
The night's always good because we have a lot of drinks and chill out and stuff. The actual event is pretty poor most times.
Well, last year's was good at least. That was it.
WrestleMania is fucking. I can't even remember it. I'm mostly drunk.
Just like Rumble. We're total pissed news.
No, I'm not bad. You're total messed. Crying now and buying it from out.
No, I'm glad you stopped crying after that, because that was a wee bit, that was mental.
I know, but I'm glad you stopped taking your dick out every time fucking Rusev came out, man.
You came out once, didn't you, Rusev? I thought it was only 30 minutes.
When he came back, Joe got a fucking huge erection over there.
I think the party comes out of
Long.
To be fair, yeah.
So what's your thoughts on the closing sequences with Ambrose and stuff?
Bullshit.
Why?
Just why would you have Kane and Big Show?
I'm asking why for the podcast. In my opinion,
I just don't understand why like Kane, Big Show, style. I mean, I understand they're trying to like put their authority over as we're in control of everything, but really like you eliminate everybody, like five guys they eliminated together, and then it's Reigns who ends up being the guy that's able to eliminate everybody, and then obviously Big Show and Kane attack him at the end, and then of all people to come out as a spot is The Rock.
It wasn't even that though, the fact that Reigns won it, like, then
he came back and beat him down, so Reigns' win was an afterthought to The Rock.
Yeah.
So it was all about The Rock.
It's all about The Rock, and they're thinking, oh, he'll enhance him. It won't enhance him, it'll make it everybody go, oh, can't see The Rock.
It's kind of like Austin, Rock winning for their first time, right? Then coming in again, beat them, then Hogan coming out to save them. And it's all about Hogan. Same sort of thing.
Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Like Bret Hart winning.
And it's Rusev at the end, like I said to you, I don't think that was done well. I think they should
have... That was easy, that's the worst what, ending
what
for...
What was that
about? Wait, why didn't they have Rusev?
You're missing shit, Joe. You're pissing
me. What was the point?
But
fucking Rusev...
But watching the on the network, because Joe wants to watch it again, but...
Wouldn't you, though, right? With Rusev, you'd have him beat him up for at least 5 minutes.
You don't make Rusev, by the way. Sorry, Jesus Christ, man.
You're Alzheimer's.
You two better give me your money, by the way,
because I gave you the tenner. I'm going to give you an extra. I'm going to pay you drinks.
Never see that.
Joe, I hold on to that. Like,
yeah, only a tenner of drinks.
Keep your laptop for fucking...
Hi, can I seize your laptop for now?
Fuck off. But anyway, Rusev, like I said to you, if he had a fight with Rusev for a bit, it would have made it interesting.
Match.
But yeah, like, well, whatever. Fucking kill each other. Who gives a fuck? Right, anyway.
I challenge.
Joe, you said that earlier on.
I challenge that.
You want people to die in the Rumble match.
No, I would absolutely.
You quoted this.
I challenge
that. Only if Steve Blackman comes in, is it?
Imagine he
came in now,
Kendall Steps.
Chops on
Ken Shamrock, Dan Severn, and.
Kill Shamrock on that stupid skin.
Ken Shamrock's still alive?
Oh, you never know.
Shimon Man and Chicken Man, he's better than half of them, isn't he?
Wait, another thing we should talk about. What was with the 40 coming out?
We've got to talk about the end of the match, was
better. Yeah, well, that's what we just did. We just talked about it.
What 40?
What else can we say about it, really?
How does that affect Reigns going forward?
What's it makes Reigns look horrible going forward.
Reigns, you got to turn heel.
He won't turn heel, but it's just... It's not looking good for Reigns, really. He's gonna If he wins, it'll be a tainted win.
And what did you think of The Rock coming back? Was that his worst return?
Oh, shit. It was his worst return. By far. And then we saw the backstage stuff. It was horrible.
But they should have just said The Rock in that actual match.
Yeah. If The Rock was in the match, it'd be a different story. Maybe I understand why they didn't put The Rock in the match.
Why?
I'd rather... Who would you take out? Stardust and stuff?
No, anyone. Just take someone like Titus O'Neil out. You know what I mean?
And the Philly crowd... Philly crowd aren't idiots, man. They know...
Philly's one of the first crowds that's like... The ECW crowd, because we had the ECW chance throughout the night, especially him and shit.
Exactly, and like, they all loved Lesnar and everything as well.
Fastlane seems avoidable anyway, it's going to be a big show.
Fastlane, well, I watched NXT's one, obviously, but...
Fastlane?
No, actually I watched NXT's one, but Fastlane, I'll probably give that a Fastlane, I won't fucking watch it. But other than that, let's rate Royal Rumble in total out of 10. Joe, what would you give out of 10?
Well, I had a fucking cracking night. I'm pretty fucking wasted. The night itself, about 9 out of 10. The fucking actual pay-per-view, 5 out of 10 probably.
I give it a 5 as well. Only because the title match was so fucking good.
Cracking night. Really, really good night.
I guess we should talk about the night, yeah.
Honestly...
He's on the couch right now, he's out.
If the title match didn't deliver, we'd be one of the worst pay-per-views of all time. The title match was so good.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins really showed up.
Yeah, Seth Rollins was good. Being honest, at least Seth Rollins looked really good
at it. When did Seth Rollins have the bad match, man?
That's true.
I don't even care who he is, so that's...
Did you like him, though, what you saw? No, but the boy with the briefcase, Money in the Bank. He was in the main event with John Cena and Brock Lesnar.
Oh, right, okay. Did he win?
No.
Brocky did.
Brocky Bubble.
No, Brock was Onyx and Geo did.
Ash Ketchum.
So does Lesnar win at WrestleMania?
No, Lesnar loses the Reigns, obviously.
Who's he having a wee scrap with for WrestleMania? Like?
Reigns.
Oh, alright, because he won that.
We'll skip that match, though, okay?
What about Taker and Wyatt? That is built up.
Yeah, but see, you need some fucking like Rock. You need some stupid shit like fucking Triple H v Sting. He's Rock versus.
Well, it's Triple H Sting's pretty much.
You need like Rock versus all the
ones. D'Lo Brown versus fucking Midian.
D'Lo Brown in a I don't know. A nation domination.
How would you feel about Rock versus all the Warrior?
Well. Was his daughters take his place, or?
I'd watch that too, to be honest.
As soon as it's going to be Raven versus Bray Wyatt.
Two best characters ever.
Ghost of Benoit versus Ghost of fucking Savage.
The It's just sick fuck.
Maybe I should end this now. Or continue.
Keep going, man. Because
it's alright. It's like I'm in one of the usual, so you can.
Dude, calm down. I was joking.
It's alright, guys.
You've taken it. You're okay, Joe. You're crying.
No, well.
It's an emotional night for you for the debut.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
At the pit wave.
At Benoit's ghost. At Roddy Savage.
Roddy Savage. Simpson, that much of a savage, is he?
At Coleslaw, apparently.
I can't believe I made you say that.
Benoit. Why did you call yourself that? Benoit.
Well. It's been an interesting pit wave. I've loved it.
At the pit wave. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. I'd be sure to tune into Rangers v Celtic, and I won't say any bad words because I'm tempted.
Are we reviewing that?
Well, you can fucking do it. I'm not, because I'll get in trouble.
That's true.
Great cheers on for it.
Basically, if you're a beast from the east, you can get the fuck.
For Bam Bam Bigelow.
Trying to think of suitable words here. And tune into Raw on Monday. Good times.
And SWE Braveheart.
And yeah, Braveheart.
Me?
Me?
If Braveheart's still on the go, I'll get along to one of his shows.
Scott Watson?
Scotty Watson is a fucking.
No.
Scotty Watson.
SWE, man.
Big shout out to him. Good fucking guy.
Good gimmick.
Good friend of ours. Fucking great guy. I feel like we've off topic. Like,
you know what? Let's just wrap up the pit wave here. I know.
Say it at the pit wave, Joe.
Don't tell me what to do. I'm your
say
dog.
Joe, say amnesia.
Tell me what to fucking do.
At Barney.
Take a fucking hike.
Where's the other dog?
Hashtag fucking boycott the pit wave.
Oh shoot.
At the pit move.
Thanks for the night. Bye.
Cheerio guys, that's fucking great. Cheers, bye.